Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, March 10th. You'll be interested to know, today's National Napping Day and was established in 1999 by a Boston University professor and his wife to highlight the importance of sleep. Celebrated after daylight savings, it helps offset lost sleep. Historically, cultures like the Spanish and ancient Romans embraced midday naps. Although unofficial, it offers a delightful reason to nap. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 27 degrees, with 17 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a sunny Monday with a high near 57 and a gentle west wind, picking up to about 15. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 36 and light southeast winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be at 9:15 with a low tide at 3:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 37 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 58 and a light south wind. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 34. Wednesday brings more sunny weather, with a high near 43 and a low around 32 at night. Thursday has a slight chance of rain afternoon, with partly sunny skies and a high near 45. Thursday night also holds a slight chance of rain, with a low around 39. Friday may see a slight chance of rain before 9 a.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 55, dropping to around 44 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them. Sunny Morning send you. In local news, the U.S. Small Business Administration will relocate its regional office out of Boston as part of a plan to move offices from sanctuary cities. This announcement follows Boston Mayor Michelle Wu's defense of the city's immigrant policies during a congressional hearing. The Boston office, located in the Thomas P. O'Neill Jr. Federal Building, is part of a closure list that includes cities like Chicago, Denver, New York, Atlanta, and Seattle. The SBA's new policy will require loan applications to verify citizenship, ensuring only legal applicants can access its programs. The timeline for these moves remains unclear. Now on to sports. The Seattle Seahawks have traded wide receiver DK Metcalf to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a second-round pick in the 2025 draft. The Seahawks aim to extend Metcalf's contract, but he requested a trade. With a focus on a physical offensive style, the Seahawks decided to capitalize on Metcalf's high trade value. The Steelers, facing receiver challenges, view Metcalf as a game-changing addition, pairing him with George Pickens. Meanwhile, the Seahawks shift towards rebuilding, trading quarterback Geno Smith, and releasing Tyler Lockett. They now look to draft well, aiming to shape a competitive future. In local sports, the Boston Celtics recently celebrated an impressive winning streak, bolstering their 46-18 record. Jason Tatum, leading with 27.4 points per game, has been instrumental in their success. Tomorrow night, the Celtics will host the struggling Utah Jazz at TD Garden. Boston is heavily favored by 12.5 points, while the Jazz, led by Lauri Markkanen, with 19.3 points per game, face a challenging road game. Meanwhile, the Bruins, with a 29-28-8 record, are set to host the formidable Panthers in Beantown tomorrow night. David Pastrnak, who leads the Bruins with 79 points, will spearhead the effort. Despite missing key players, the Bees are determined to defend the Garden against Florida, who come in with a strong 40-21-3 record. In top news, this weekend's headlines reflect significant developments. Federal workers are feeling mental health distress as the Trump administration's agenda intensifies. The Department of Health and Human Services offered voluntary separation incentive payments after President Trump emphasized agency leadership. In Canada, Mark Carney has been elected as the new prime minister, succeeding Justin Trudeau. Meanwhile, Elon Musk faces backlash as Tesla vehicles experience vandalism and declining sales. In espionage news, a spy ring orchestrated by Russians was uncovered in Great Yarmouth, revealing a complex web of plots against dissidents. In business news, in a recent statement, United States President Donald Trump revealed that his administration is engaged in discussions with four different groups regarding the sale of the Chinese-owned social media platform TikTok. He emphasized that all options are favorable. TikTok has faced uncertainty since a law requiring its owner, ByteDance, to either sell the platform or face a ban took effect on January 19th. Trump indicated that a deal could be on the horizon. The social media giant is attracting interest from various potential buyers, with estimates valuing the company at around $50 billion. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 6% over the weekend to about $82,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to about $2,100. And Goetze's Maximus is down 19% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Amazon's delivery drones have faced significant resistance in College Station, Texas, leading to their grounding and restoring a sense of peace for residents. Last year, the noise from the drones disrupted local routines, prompting widespread complaints. A coalition of residents, including city officials, opposed Amazon's plan to increase drone flights, citing privacy concerns and noise pollution. Despite the Federal Aviation Administration's approval, public backlash influenced Amazon to reduce operations and adopt quieter drones. As of January, the drones are temporarily grounded for updates, allowing the community to enjoy tranquility once more. Residents are hopeful for a permanent solution. And in entertainment news, in Death of a Unicorn, Paul Rudd and Jenna Ortega star as a father and daughter caught in an absurdist horror comedy directed by Alex Sharfman. Their peculiar journey begins when they accidentally kill a unicorn while en route to a crucial meeting with a pharmaceutical tycoon. The film blends dark humor with social satire, featuring a cast that includes Haya Leone and Will Poulter. While the plot follows predictable tropes from similar films, it shines through the heartfelt relationship between Rudd and Ortega, who navigate their grief in a whimsical yet unsettling adventure. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and educator, Charles R. Swindoll. And he said, "Life is 10% what happens to you, and 90% how you react to it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.